Hello, beautiful people. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, whatever time it is. I hope you've had or had an amazing day. My name is Lorena, and welcome back to another episode of Walk and Talk. If you're new here, thank you for joining me today. I usually go about these episodes. I just rant, I talk, I don't edit, I don't have scripts. I just kind of speak what's on my mind, so sometimes it's all over the place. Sometimes it makes sense and sometimes it doesn't. And if you're not new here, thank you for supporting me and just listening and coming along the journey with me and walking and talking. Today, I want to talk about something that I feel many of us struggle with. Disclaimer before I start this again. I have four cats, and they like to interrupt me, so if there's any pauses or meows, just the heads up. Anyways, let me jump back into it. I really, really want to talk today about something that I feel so many of us struggle with, and that is body dysmorphia. Self-image, comparisons, just unrealistic beauty standards that we are constantly exposed to. It's really hard. It's exhausting. And sometimes it feels like no matter what we do, it's never enough. I've been thinking about this so much lately, especially because summer's approaching and I see my whole social media feed change from just, you know, women trying to have their summer body goals and how we have to be skinny because summer's coming up and we're going to be wearing swimsuits and how we should be eating a lot more healthier and all these new makeup routines and new makeup lines that are coming out and you need to look tan to look more toned and better. You need to start shopping for shorts, and you know that means it's gonna expose our legs, or crop tops are gonna come out because it's gonna be warmer. There's just so much, and even myself, since I was a kid, just every year there's always something. I was so chubby when I was a kid, and in high school I was fat. I was, and I'm not just saying that, I actually was. I was very chubby. I didn't take care of my body. And unfortunately, I found myself comparing myself a lot with my sister. My sister got the quick metabolism. She would eat as much as she wanted and was always skinny. Me, on the other hand, I didn't have that privilege. Whatever I ate just turned into more body fat. And I've always had a very round face too. One of my biggest insecurities. I have chubby cheeks and I never lost my baby fat on my face. So guess what? Every time I take a photo, I hate it because what happens? My cheeks look huge. I look ginormous. And you know, you start getting in your head about this. And I'm in the same boat. I've tried everything. I've bought gua shas and rollers and tried to tone my jawline and gym and I'm pretty healthy for the most part, I'd like to say. I walk a lot, I work out a lot, I eat very clean for the most part. I've always done sports my whole life or some sort of physical activity, but my body is just constantly changing all the time as we grow older. And I don't think that's just for women, I think it's for men too. But it's interesting how I feel like a lot of this starts from such a young age. You know, we're conditioned to believe that our worth may be tied to how we look. That, you know, we have to fit into this tiny, impossible box of beauty. To be skinny, but not too skinny. To have curves, but only in the right places. To have clear skin, the perfect hair, the right clothes. Make sure that you're, you know, in fashion and wearing the brands that other girls are wearing because you don't want to be judged. And even if you somehow manage to tick all these boxes, you know what happens? It changes again. All of a sudden, there's something new to fix. There's a new trend coming out. There's a new style coming out. A new hairstyle.
new makeup, new fashion. We all know fast fashion. How many times have you ordered from Shein or, you know, gone shopping because all of a sudden there's a new trend and you want to try it? You want to fit in with everybody else. Like, we're never allowed to just exist and be happy in the bodies we have. And I don't think I know a single person, female and male, who hasn't at some point struggled with body image. I know I have. Like I said, there's been so many times where I've looked in the mirror, I didn't feel like myself. Not because I'd maybe physically changed, but because my mind was playing tricks on me too. It's like, logically, you know you're fine. You know, you're not this image that your brain wants to create out of you. But emotionally, that's a completely different story. I remember going to, like, carnivals, and they have these, like, mirror fun houses, and if you know what I'm talking about, you walk in and there's different kind of mirrors and shapes, and some of them make you look fatter and some of them skinnier and more curvier. And it's the same with, like, normal mirrors, right? Like, you know, you grab a tall mirror and you look great and you feel skinny and tall. You grab a wide mirror, you feel wide. And I hate jean shopping. I hate shopping for bottoms because it never fits in the right places. And some months I fit into them. You know, there's this trend going around right now. It's like the baggy jeans. I love that trend. But I'm in the middle of the sizes. So they look either too baggy on me, where I look super fat, or I buy the baggy jeans. But because I'm not super skinny, they look like normal jeans on me. Like, they actually fit normally. And I'm like, wow, I feel horrible. I hate this trend. But, like, I also love it because it looks great with hoodies. So here I am buying another hoodie. It's just, there's just so much. And I really was thinking today, like, wow, at what point have I truly ever just sat and been like, wow, I look great. My body's beautiful. I feel amazing. Where I'm not wearing makeup, where I'm not dressed out, or not going out with friends. Even my hair. I have curly hair. Never liked it in my whole life. I've changed my hair so many times. Every color you can think of, I've dyed it. Every hairstyle you can think of, I've tried it. Chopped it. Long. And this year, I made myself a promise that I was going to try and embrace it and accept it. So far, I've stuck to it. I haven't straightened it. It's, you know, my curly hair's all over the place. I am trying to find curly hair routines and work through it. But I don't know, for some reason, whenever I straighten my hair, I feel like I look more skinnier, better, more presentable. And when I have my curly hair like I do right now, I feel so chubby and fat. And, you know, there's that idea that everyone with curly hair wants straight hair, and everyone with straight hair wants curly hair. And, like, this is what I mean. Like, we're never just happy with what we have. And I truly do think it's something that starts when we're... Oh, there's a car going by. There we go. I truly do feel like it's something that starts when we're so young. You know, we're in these classrooms constantly compared with other girls. You know, who's popular, who's not, what kind of brand are you wearing, which parent has more money. I feel like even with lunches, like, you, I don't know about you guys, but in my private school, we were judged by the lunches we brought. Some girls would bring, like, super cool lunches and chips, while other kids were given lunch money because their parents could not make lunches for them. Some kids didn't even have lunches, and you were judged by that, and it's so stupid and ridiculous. And I remember going to high school, and the same thing happened, but instead of lunches, it was clothing. You know, where you're wearing Lululemon leggings. Did you have a JanSport backpack? Did you have, like, the same Converse as everybody? Did you buy the new UGG shoes? Even now, like, there's trends that are coming back that I'm like, I thought we were done with them. And I feel like for a lot of people, we just buy these things because other people are doing it. You know, we want to fit in. And I know I'm sounding a little like the Barbie movie right now. If you've watched it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The newest one. But it's true. Like, we moved past that so quickly. We went from, you know what? A girl should stick together. We should love ourselves and, you know, care for our bodies. And everyone I remember online and social media was like, yeah, this is awesome. And then the movie just kind of passed and we're all back to square one. Now there's people on Ozempic. There's people trying to lose weight. There's people constantly comparing yourselves on social media. Like, oh, look at them in that dress. How would it look on me? It's just, it's so easy to get caught up in a comparison game. You scroll through Instagram or TikTok, you see these seemingly perfect people in tiny waists, clear skin, effortlessly outfits. Even me, I've looked up on Pinterest outfits, and let me tell you, I had the exact same piece of clothing and they did not look the same on me. And suddenly you start to question everything about yourself. Why don't I look like that? Why isn't my life as aesthetic as theirs? You could probably be going to the same coffee shop and you don't get the same pictures even though you're trying. We literally look for inspiration through other people. How many times have you gone on Pinterest to look up poses on how to look and what to wear? I'm not saying that's a wrong thing. I've done it every time. But just think about it. We compare ourselves to them. And we want to try and recreate these poses and pictures to look like them, not like ourselves. And you know what? The truth is, a lot of these photos are curated. These angles are very strategic. The lighting is planned. There's so many filters, Facetune, edits, Photoshops. I mean, how many times does it come out with famous people, too, that there's Photoshops? And bad Photoshops, too, for the most part. And yet we still compare ourselves to it like it's real life. We pick ourselves apart over and over for something that isn't real. And with fashion, like I said, I don't even get me started, because the way these clothes are made these days, it's like if you don't have that exact body type that's trending at the moment, you're out of luck. The clothes don't fit right. Like I said, the jeans that are made for a certain body type, the low-rise anything that's coming back. I cannot wear low-rise. I wish I could. I love it. It's a beautiful trend. But I don't look like that. And sometimes I hate it. It sucks. I want to fit in. I want to do these things. I went to a store a few weeks ago with one of my friends. It's called Brandy Melville. And if you're a woman, I know that you know this store. It was trending back in like 2016, and it's a one-size-fits-all clothing store. There was so much controversy with this store. So many stores that closed down. There was a documentary made because the one-size-fits-all was actually an extra small to a small. And although I fit into some of their shirts that are stretchy and stuff, I never fit into the pants. And still to this day, I like their clothes. It's fine. It is also fast fashion. I'm not saying I wouldn't shop there, but I can see why there was controversy, because if I had a shirt, maybe that someone who was a different size and body shape than me, and maybe they wanted it, you couldn't go into the store and buy it because it didn't fit them. The store was created for just one size only. And it's ridiculous because, you know, we've grown past that, I would hope. But yet, here we are, back at square one, trying to fit into these clothing, trying to fit in on whatever's trending, constantly losing weight. And if you're like me, my body is up and down all the time. I will lose weight, feel good, and then I can gain it back as quick as I lost it. And it's just up and down and up and down. And most of the time it's down and it's really hard to lose the weight. And when I talk about weight, there's two things. There's a scale and there's the way that you look at yourself. The number that you see on the scale, I feel like, is what everybody focuses on. You know, we want to feel light and carried. And this is why a lot of women are attracted to bigger and taller men. We want to feel little. It's true. We want to feel smaller and thinner. We want to be carried and feel like we're light and can just be picked up. And that's not the case for all of us. And the fact that that is what we base a lot of our likes on is, it's sad. It really is. I'm not saying everyone, but I know a lot of people do think this way. And what do we do about it? Nothing. We sit, we cry, we think about it, we say the same thing. Okay, I'm gonna start going to the gym. I'm gonna start eating clean because I gotta get that summer body. And a few weeks into it, it's gone. For some of us. Others continue to the gym. They feel great in their body. That's awesome. I think physical movement should be everywhere, right? We should take care of our body and our health regardless of the size that we are. We should always be doing something active. We only get one body in our lives, right? Let's take care of it. Let's appreciate it. Let's love it. But that's not easy for everybody. And so I was thinking, okay, I'm in my 20s. I know a lot of girls are going through this. Maybe men too. What do we do about it? Because none of us want to feel this way. None of us want to spend our lives hating the very body that carries us through each day. And I'm telling you right now, change is constant. And what you may want today, you may not want tomorrow. And you could have the best body right now. And people might even look at you and they're like, wow, you're so fit. You look great. And you still may not even think that. I've seen girls so skinny. And they're just like, oh, I need to lose weight. And I'm just like, what? You know? We all have that one friend. And it's just like, it's frustrating a little bit. Because it's like, you're already that skinny. What are you talking about? And if they're thinking of themselves like that, what do they think of me? What do I think of me? You know? And so we have to start recognizing that when these thoughts come up and call them out for what they are, because they're lies. Our brain is tricking us. Because just because you think something doesn't make it true. And the lies that we believe about ourselves is the foundation that we're setting for ourselves. So we need to be kinder to ourselves. Like, genuinely. When was the last time you looked in the mirror and said something nice to yourself? If your best friend was standing in front of you saying all these negative things about her body, you would hype her up in a second. Like my example. So why don't we do that for ourselves? And also, can we just like start curating our social media feeds in a way that actually makes us feel good? I want you to take a moment today and unfollow any account that makes you feel like crap. Follow people who actually promote real, unfiltered beauty. People who remind you that your beauty is not the enemy. People who make you feel good about your body, not bad. And it's always influencers and all these things. And of course, there's some that are great for motivation. I personally love restocking videos. I like organization, and that's what makes me feel good, and traveling. But whenever I see girls, and I look at it and I'm like, I don't want to click on it because I know I'm going to start comparing myself. Why did they look this good? Why didn't I get those colored eyes? Why are they that skinny? Oh, that's probably why they have so many followers. They probably have so many people in their lives. There's just so many little things, and we need to stop. We need to stop letting our appearance dictate our happiness. I know that's a lot easier said than done. But listen, nobody cares about the little things we obsess over. No one is analyzing our bodies the way we do. People remember how you make them feel, not whether you had a flat stomach in a bikini. And if you're doing that, then that's just for male validation. Do it for yourself instead. And vice versa. Same with males. You know, you post a thirst trap. Okay, cool. Are you doing it because you feel good at the gym? Or because you're wanting someone to like your story and see how you look? There's just so many little things that really, really, if you sit down and think about it,
are in our mindsets.
How many times have you thought about posting a picture and just analyzed the crap out of it? Because I know I have. I still have pictures in my camera roll that I have never posted that I always said I would because I overanalyzed it and overthought it and overlooked it. Times where I felt like I was going to post and then all of a sudden I stared at it for too long, and the more you stare at it, the more flaws you find. And I feel like that's how we see each other as humans too. When you start liking someone or hanging out with someone, you start comparing yourselves to them. Not just even in a physical way. In your life too, you know? If they're more successful than you. What they have, what they don't. Money, career, friends, family, body, everything. The sound of their voice, the way their nose is, you know, slightly more to one side or the other. Their eyes, their lips, their teeth. Everything. We notice everything around us. And why do we do that? Because that is exactly what we do about ourselves. We don't see ourselves the way people see us. And I want you to really sit and think of that with this week and this episode. What we think of ourselves, that's what should matter. And that's why people say, you know, confidence is attractive, because if you think and believe that you feel good, that you look good, that energy will be giving around to the people around you. But if you're sitting there comparing yourself, you don't want to wear and dress up or put on the right makeup or whatever it is because you know that people are going to judge you, or you think, oh, I should have worn a tighter skirt, or just any little thing. It's all in our heads. It really is, because you know what? Whoever your crush is, whatever it is too, they're probably thinking the same thing as you are, but about themselves. Deep down, when we all go out into the world outside of our rooms, everyone's paranoid that everyone's staring at each other, that everyone's judging each other. And reality is, we're our biggest critics. Nobody cares. Nobody's looking at you. Nobody's talking about you. And if they are, then who cares? We really shouldn't let that affect us. And like I said, I know it's easier said than done, because I've been on this side every day of my life. There's days I feel great about myself, and there's days where I don't. There's days where I'm judging other people too, and I'm like, oh, I wonder what they're doing or what they're wearing, or why didn't I think of that? And I know that they've done the same with me. But you know what? Your body is the least interesting thing about you. It's your kindness, your humor, your energy, your passion, and your love for the people around you. Your body is just the vessel that carries all of that. So, I want to say thank you. Let's say thank you to our bodies for carrying us through life. Let's say thank you to God for giving us the legs that we can walk, the eyes that we can see, the mouth that we can talk. Even on days where we're unkind to our bodies, let's experience life, you know? It's time to stop treating our bodies like a project of what we can do and change, and instead just start treating them with the love that they deserve. I love you. I think you look amazing. And I hope that this episode, whether it resonated with you or not, if you've ever struggled with body image, just know you're not alone. If you know someone out there that's on the same, send them this episode, send them my way. My comments, my DMs, everything is always open. Because you're so much more than what you see in the mirror. Alright. I will see you guys and talk to you guys on the next episode. Take care, and thank you for walking and talking with me.